Just have the consent calendar.
You want me to?
This meeting will come to order. If everybody would please rise for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Ms. Kovac?
Present.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tapper?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 present, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving on to the approval of minutes, are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of March 8, 2011?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes of March 8, 2011. And second, all in favor, please say aye.
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 The minutes are approved. Moving on to announcements from a member of council. Any member of council have announcements? Councilman Smiley.
Yes, President Collette. I need to go on record at this time in order to follow procedure and protocol that I have a question or two in reference to Ordinance 11-026 that need to be asked and hopefully answered prior to its introduction.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman. So when we get to the introduction phase, you want the opportunity to ask questions about
prior
to introduction. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Mr. President, I'll be making a presentation tonight.
Any other announcements from members of council? Oh, sorry, Councilman Hollins.
Mr. President, I will be removing resolution number 11033 from the consent calendar to be considered under resolutions.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins.
And I will also be making the presentation tonight, as I mentioned.
Thank you. Councilman Retta?
I'll get back to you. Sorry.
Any other announcements for members of council? I know we have an announcement from the clerk. Why don't we get to that while we're waiting?
On March 18, 2011, I received from County Executive Paul Clark a veto message regarding substitute number 2 to Ordinance 11003, which was adopted by council on March 8, 2011. Copies of the county executive veto message have been provided to council members and are available in the rack in the back of the chambers.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Any other announcements from members of council? Councilman Retta.
I have two announcements. Ordinance 11018, I'll be making an oral amendment, and 11-021, I'll be tabling.
Thank you, Councilman Retta. Any other announcements from members of council? Seeing none, before we move on with the introduction of ordinances, that's been requested by Councilman Smiley, I would like to make inquiry of a particular ordinance. I believe it's 11-026.
Yes, Mr. President. I'd like to ask the sponsor if this ordinance has been sent to land use and the law department for review prior to being placed on the introduction of ordinances agenda this evening.
Mr. President.
Please, Mr. Weiner, sponsor, please respond.
Thank you. County law doesn't clearly state that a council person has to transmit an ordinance prior to introduction, and it does not state that a council person must receive its comments in advance of introduction. But more importantly, state law, which trumps county law under Title IX, Section 1152, clearly states that any county member can introduce an ordinance at any meeting. and relying upon that, I'll be proceeding forward to introduce this under introduction of ordinances.
Councilman Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President. I can appreciate that Councilman Weiner serves as an attorney outside of council. I can appreciate the law education that I was just given. But I would like to repeat my question and just ask for a simple yes or no on the record. Has Ordinance 11-026 been sent to land use and law for review?
Councilman Weiner?
Yes. The answer is that it was submitted to the Land Use Department, but the 14 days are not required in advance of its introduction.
You don't even have to report it to me.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner.
And relevant to
Councilman Smiley?
And relevant to the law department.
Yes, I submitted it to the Land Use Department, which will be considered by both law and the Land Use Department.
Okay. I didn't hear anything about law. But it just wasn't submitted within 14 days.
That is correct.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Weiner, if there are no further comments, I'd like to move on to the introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 11026 to amend Catskill County Code Chapter 40 Unified Development Code, or UDC, regarding redevelopment. Ordinance 11027 to provide for the installation of traditional-style streetlights in the Village of Whittington Woods, LLC, and for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 11028 amend the grants budget, realign funding appropriated to the 2010 Edward Byrne Memorial JAG program for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 11029 amend the grants budget, appropriate funding to EIDE drug investigation overtime and testing for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 11030 amend the grants budget, appropriate funding to Sally FY11 police problem solving overtime for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 11031 amend the grants budget, appropriate funding to Sally FY11 police training for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 11032 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 38 Utilities regarding Article 2 Sewers and Sewage Disposal and Article 3 Prohibition Enforcement and Penalties. Substitute number 1 to Ordinance 11033 to revise Newcastle County Code Chapter 14 to provide a partial finite tax exemption and incentive for Fisker Automotive tax parcel numbers 07042100055 and 07042200010. Ordinance 11034 to revise Newcastle County Code Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 4, Pensions, to change pension plan options.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. All ordinances shall be considered at the April 12th Council meeting, with the exception of those items that required board or commission recommendations. Moving on to reports from Select and Spec. Councilman Smiley.
I'm sorry. Just waiting on you to finish.
Oh. Jumping the gun there. Reports from Select and Special Committees. Other reports from any committees or council? Maybe Councilman Smiley.
Yes. Finance Committee met today on the 8th floor, reviewed a couple of issues on tonight's calendar, and received an update from the Law Department on pending litigation.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any other report? Councilman Sackett?
Thank you, Mr. President. On Tuesday, the Land Use Committee met. We discussed several issues and an ordinance that's on the agenda tonight, as well as the one that we're going to table.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other announcements from committees? The Executive Committee met, interviewed two candidates for the GM positions, which we will be considering shortly. Heard lots of glowing recommendations. One, thankfully, for the Ethics Commission, the last position for the Ethics Commission to fill the board, proposed rule change, and discussed issues relating to council to council. Any other reports? Seeing none, moving on to the consent calendar. Our consent calendar is used to pass matters in a group that have been determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor, as communicated to the president or clerk. However, an item will be removed from the consent calendar upon a simple request from any council member or if the public, or by a member of the public if public discussion is desired. I urge the public to speak up if there is a particular item of concern. Are there any items on the consent calendar which any council member wants removed? Seeing none. Is there anyone from the public who wishes an item to be removed from the consent calendar?
I'm sorry, Mr. President.
Councilman Hollins, I'm sorry.
I did mention under announcements that I would remove this one item. Do I need to say it again at this point?
No, I think we should have that for the record. The clerk has that for the record. Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you.
We will, Councilman Hollins' item will be removed from the consent calendar as read by the clerk. Anyone from the public wishing to remove an item from the consent calendar, remaining item from the consent calendar? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All not voting. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 11034, congratulating Josie Carlozzi on becoming the 2011 State of Delaware Spelling Bee Champion.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier. Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Kovac.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. The consent calendar has been passed. Moving on to presentations. I know we have a few presentations. Let me first turn to Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that Sheriff Walsh and Deputy Sheriff Walsh please join me in front of the room, please.
Automated delivery system, thus bringing the officer to the technology era.
Whereas during Mike's tenure as sheriff, the office has grown from one that was not fiscally self-reliant to one that now, even in these challenging economic times, boasts millions of dollars generated revenues in Newcastle County. And whereas his devotion and commitment to the sheriff's office and to the community, together with his tireless volunteer efforts in charities and nonprofit organizations, and particularly his indomitable sense of humor, charm, and wit, have all contributed to the success of Newcastle County Sheriff Mike Walsh. And now, therefore, clause reads the same. Congratulations, Sheriff.
I would like to invite the sheriff and Loretta to the mic to make a few remarks, if they would be so inclined.
I'll give him a mic.
Okay, so just Loretta, a mic.
Number one, I want to thank County Council for this very fancy resolution. Many of you don't know, but many do also, that I worked for John Kelly when he was sheriff. And when Mike Walsh got elected sheriff, his brother said to me, I've got to go with him for a year to help him find his way through that office. Well, I didn't think that, because I left a job that I really and truly loved. Well, then his brother and I got divorced, and I realized that what he gave me in the divorce settlement was his brother. So 29 years later, we became a team, whether or not we wanted to. He is a brother I never had. I'm one of five girls, and probably the brother we would have voted off the island when I was a kid. But, and I was trying to think the other day of how many county councils we actually lived through. And then I realized it was too many to count. But for this particular county council, I want to thank you for, especially the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, with all the changes we made in the department. You were just there very tirelessly with us to help us make the department solvent and to make the county solvent too. And we really do appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. And for the sheriff, you know, he never said a joke that I laughed at, and as he was explaining to some people tonight, but I didn't have to laugh with him because I loved him. So thank you.
Thank you, Loretta, and thank you one and all. The success that we had in our sheriff's office was significant, and it wasn't without the help of you all getting us things we had to have, and we pleaded with you. And we walked out, and as Loretta had said on an earlier occasion, the sheriff's office is a pillar of this county, and it is working well, and I'm grateful for you that we can walk out and leave it that way. And I just feel blessed and very fortunate for the 30 years I've had here. At the same time, people had said to me, how's retirement? At least now you can enjoy yourself. I enjoyed myself for 30 years. It was great. We worked, but Loretta, as you may know, she spearheaded most of that work, and every once in a while I followed her directions. But it was those were infrequent occasions. But I've enjoyed the 30 years. I've enjoyed the retirement, and it's a blessing. And I want to thank Norma for enduring the past summer, which was not an easy thing. But I'm grateful for who you are and for who we are. And I would just say the character of Loretta is what's gotten us where we are and got me where I am. And if you want to look up the definition, I think there would be a picture of it. I love you, and I respect who you are. Thank you, one and all. And thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
President.
Mr. President, I'd like to recognize the presence of City Councilman Steve Martelli.
Thank you. Apparently the councilman was reading my notes. I was going to introduce our good city councilman, and I know that all those on city council are glad of the attention we're receiving the second and fourth Tuesday, as they, you know, they may be receiving a little less attention. So thank you to our brothers in arms and city council. We also have another presentation, Councilman Kilpatrick.
I request that Josie Carlozzi join me up front. As you saw by the title of the resolution, Josie is the state champion, 2011 state Delaware Spelling Bee Championship. In an era where we have a lot of technology and none of us ever have to learn to spell anymore because computers do it for us, I think this is a great feat. And I would just like to read the resolution. Whereas on Sunday, March 5th, 2011, Josie Carlozzi became the 2011 State of Delaware Spelling Bee Championship, correctly spelling the word Kasha. And whereas Josie, a seventh grader at St. Catherine of Siena School in Wilmington, who resides at Mill Creek, is also the 2010 competition runner-up. And whereas the competition, which took place at St. Mark's High School, is part of the Scripps National Spelling Bee Competition, Whereas, as Delaware's champion, Josie was traveled to Washington, D.C. to participate in the national competition, which will take place on June 1st and June 2nd, 2011, and airs live on ESPN. And whereas Josie, who prepared for the competition by studying 5 nights per week, is one of the best spellers in the nation and will compete against other spellers from grades 4 through 8 who have won their state's local spelling bee competitions. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the County Council of DuCastle County hereby congratulates Josie Carlozzi on winning the 2011 State of Delaware Spelling Bee and wishes her much luck at her national competition in June.
I would just comment there are several local publications that could use your help.
Any additional presentations that aren't on the agenda? Seeing none, okay. We'll move to item H on the agenda, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. First up would be resolution 11-033. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution number 11-033 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-033, honoring the 8th anniversary of the Canaan Baptist Church.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins.
Same as title, Mr. President.
Any comments from questions from council? Any discussion? Councilman Street?
Yes, Mr. President. The new church is in my councilmatic district, and it's a major asset to the community, and I'm certainly grateful for them being there, and they have already established numerous programs and activities to the benefit of the greater community, and the pastor is a community leader who has involved himself in a serious way in issues affecting the community, so I'm glad Councilman has brought this forward.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other questions, comments from council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone from the public wishing to comment? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-033.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Filler?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 11-033 is approved. We're on to Resolution 11-035. Councilman Hollins.
Mr. President, I move that Resolution Number 11-035 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-035, consenting the appointment of Valencia Lynn Beatty for the position of Chief Human Resources Officer.
Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Valencia, known as Lynn Beatty, has been recommended by the County Executive to serve in the position of General Manager of Human Resources Director. I applaud the County Executive for continuing to bring quality applicants forward for us to consent to for vital positions in Newcastle County government leadership. Ms. Lynn Beatty is in the audience tonight. Again, I want to congratulate her. I think all members of Council had an opportunity to interview the candidates individually, but this afternoon in the Executive Committee meeting, we all got a chance to talk with and interview both of the candidates that are coming forward tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. I did have the opportunity to interview her, and I was very impressed and would be incredibly supportive of her position. Any other council member wishing to comment? Questions? Seeing none, open the floor to public comment. Anyone from the RBC, please come forward. State your name at the podium for the record, and keep to 3 minutes or less if you could, and there'll be a warning light coming on in 30 seconds. I know she has lots of praiseworthy accomplishments, so if you could keep under 3 minutes, that'd be great.
Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity. My name is Charlotte Barnes, and I wanted to rise in support of Ms. Valencia Beatty. I attended the Executive Committee meeting this afternoon and witnessed Councilmember Sheldon mentioning that he has the opportunity tonight to right a wrong. Well, I have the opportunity this evening to right a wrong because I could have stood this afternoon and did not. So I wanted to come tonight to right the wrong. And just lend my voice to the chorus of support for Ms. Valencia Beatty. You did hear that we belong to the same public service organization, but I don't speak from that platform tonight. I speak about her individually. I've known Lynn probably for about 20 years, and at all times I've found her to be firm but fair. And I would submit that if you don't want to hear the truth, then you should not ask Lynn Beatty, okay? She's a woman of good moral character and the highest amount of integrity. So I just wanted to lend my support. She's admirably served the state of Delaware for over a decade, and I have every confidence that she will do the same for the citizens of Newcastle County.
Thank you very much for your comments. I might just push her over the edge. Anyone else from the public wishing to comment? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R11-035.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-035 is approved. Moving on to Resolution 11-036, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. I would request that Resolution R11-036 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 11-036, recognizing April as National Child Abuse and Neglect Awareness Month.
Thank you. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, fellow council members, those in attendance. I sit here rather embarrassed to bring this resolution forward tonight. Embarrassed at the fact that in these times, in the state of Delaware and in the nation, that we suffer with such a problem in our communities that we need a month stated to recognize it. It's an embarrassment. We all should be ashamed that it exists. You know, every day I think if people look, you'll see an example. You won't see the physical. You'll see the verbal, you'll see the emotional. And how many times do we turn away because we don't want to get involved? Well, not only in April, in the 11 months, I think we as a society need to reevaluate our involvement. We just heard the county executive talk about seeing our county through the eyes of the future and the tended children. Well, those eyes go dark if we don't help protect them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Anybody else from council wishing to comment? Seeing none.
Mr. President.
Oh, I'm sorry. Councilman Bell.
I think it would behoove members of council with the importance of this particular resolution and so eloquently stated by Councilman Smiley with compassion and commitment. I'd like to serve as a co-sponsor, and if Councilman Smiley would have members of council with him.
I would like to ask if all members of council would like to join on. I certainly would appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Thank you, Councilman Bell, for the suggestion. Would every member of council like to sign on to the resolution? Fantastic. Yeah, thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you.
Anyone for help? I'm
now
sorry?
Let's see if it passes.
Councilman Smiley?
I said, now let's see if it passes.
Okay. Are you sure?
Never.
Open the floor to the public for comment. See no comment from the public. Close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-036.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution 11-036 is approved. Moving to Resolution 11-037, Mr. Bell, Mr. Street, Mr. Bell,
thank
Councilman
you, President.
Bell.
Move that Resolution number 11-037 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-037, consenting to the appointment of Scott McLaren for the position of Director of Public Safety.
Thank you, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to yield at this time to Co-Chairman Jay Street.
Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. As I indicated in committee meeting earlier, this is something I'm very excited about. I just think the chief, he served laudably in his capacity, various capacities with our police department, including acting chief, and the only losers in this is the Ellesmere Police Department, but I'm sure he'll be available to help out, but I just think he's going to be a major asset to our overall public safety operation, and this is one resolution that I'm really excited to be a part of bringing forward tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Is there any other member of council wishing to comment or question? Seeing none, move to the public for comment. Please come forward, state your name for the record, and for the three-minute time limit with the yellow light going off after 30 seconds.
Thank you, Council President Kovac, members of council. Mark Blake from Hokesson, Delaware. While I have nothing personally against Mr. McLaren, I think he's a fine candidate for the position. I would like to ask the question why we need to suddenly fill this position since it's been vacant since 2002 with an acting director being our chief of police since then, back when Rick Gregory was doing that. I just think in these financial times, after hearing Council Executive Clark's impassioned delivery of the budget, that $106,000 a year salary for however long that will be and any other assorted benefits could best be utilized by having the acting director be our chief of police as it's been done so favorably before. And that's the only thing I wonder is why are we still adding staff when yet the one thing we cannot control is the number of employees we seem to have. It just seems that this government keeps growing and growing, and it does not have the end in sight of when it will reach the maximum number of employees. That's all I have to say. I don't think you're not going to pass this position. I just wanted to let you know we don't think we need to keep hiring more and more people at the 100K plus salary. Again, nothing against Mr. McLaren. I think he's a fine choice. I just wish it were better economic times. Thank you.
Anyone else from the public? I'm sorry, Councilman Hollins.
Yeah, I don't have a question, but I would like to correct the statement. This government does not continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. Anyone were to listen to the budget address this afternoon, as recently as 6 o'clock this evening, recognizes that this county has the smallest workforce that it's had in over a decade. There will be positions that will be added as a need arises. I think at the same time, we've also cut positions. We cut a position that paid even more for lobbyists down in D.C., so I would hope that the public would look at our budget presentation in a comprehensive manner and not just focus on the one side. There will be critical positions that we will bring on, and this happens to be one of those. The county executive is not here to defend his position tonight, but I think it's our consent. It's our will to support his recommendation or not to support it, but I think if we're going to look at our budget, we should do it in a comprehensive fashion and not just look at, well, we're bringing a position on. Also make comment about the position that we have cut as recently as tonight's presentation, when we talked about not funding about 30% of the jobs, positions that are in Newcastle County. So I think it's a little jaded to say that we're bringing on a position and we keep growing and growing and growing when, quite frankly, the opposite is the fact.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
I would just like to clarify that the Director of Public Safety, first of all, through state code, Newcastle County several years ago was taken from 13 departments down to 7, and public safety is one of those 7, and of each of those departments has a director or a general manager. This is not just the head of the police department. This is someone that oversees our 911 center, our police, and our paramedics.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Councilman Bell?
Yes, Mr. President. I'd just like to echo the comments that have been made, and just for a little bit further clarification, I served 30 years in our public safety department, and I can tell you firsthand from experience that serving as a division chief and also serving as an acting director of public safety is very difficult to do. Yes, we utilized Rick Gregory in a multi-capacity, but I think if Rick Gregory were here tonight, he would tell you that serving as the chief administrative officer and also trying to serve as director of public safety is not the best thing to do. Dave Roberts, if he were here this evening, would say very much similar. He's the chief of our 911 emergency communications and was serving as acting public safety director. As Councilwoman Kilpatrick said, we have not only our police department, but our 911 emergency communications, our emergency medical service division, as well as our emergency management. And each one of those respective divisions have a division chief or manager. The director of public safety helps to administrate and facilitate each one of these sections within the public safety spectrum. It's a very complex, very difficult job. Scott McLaren, as was stated here earlier, brings a tremendous amount of institutional knowledge and experience. He has a great deal of respect from the public safety community in his role in public safety, and he has served in each one of the capacities that will be involved with being Director of Public Safety, not just as a Lieutenant Colonel of the Police Department, but also in the Fire Department, in communications, within emergency management from Homeland Security. So I think that this position is very important. I said it earlier, we applaud the efforts of the decision of County Executive Clark to fill this position, and he is filling it with the right person at the right time.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any other, Councilman Street?
Yes, Mr. President. You know, one of us go home tonight, and there's an emergency in our house, an emergency in our community. We want somebody, when we call 911, to answer the phone, be responsive, be alert. In order to keep that function going, that department has to have leadership. It has to have effective leadership. It's an unfair and undue burden to expect for our chief of communications to run that operation and at the same time be responsible for the operation of the police department and the paramedics as well. I also think that if we look at the importance and function of the position and we look at other jurisdictions, this salary is extremely low. My opinion, it's $175,000, $200,000 job if there ever was one. But so I think that, you know, we're getting an excellent person to run the operation, and this salary is very, very low. And the county executive indicated in his speech the number of positions that we have eliminated. He's eliminated in the budget, and I just think this is a very critical position. It's our public safety operation is essential to life, to the very life of people, and I think it's money well spent.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other comments from council members at this time? Seeing none, make sure that we finished up our public comment. Anyone else from the public wishing to comment? Seeing none, I will close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-037.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Resolution R11-037 is approved. Moving on to ordinances. Ordinance 11-018. Mr. Arretta.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have ordinance 11-018 placed before council for consideration and adoption with an oral amendment.
Second.
Ordinance 11-018 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 12 drainage regarding the stockpiling of soil during construction.
And Councilman Retta, if you could move to amend the ordinance as written first, after you describe the amendment.
So moved.
Do you want to describe the amendment
first? I'd like to move to amend on an oral amendment of 11-018 on paragraph 2 in section D.
Please, Councilman Retta, describe your amendment.
Ready?
Please.
All right. What it is, it says the exception of stockpiling serving for the residential lots associated with the building. Building permit shall be permitted on the lot so long as the stockpile is temporarily stabilized with vegetation, mobile, maximum slope of 3.1, no taller than 5 feet at any point. And then it goes on with the amendment. It states 30 days after the foot inspection is approval. That's the inclusionary with the oral amendment. And then the rest stays the same.
So we are adding language 30 days after foot inspection?
The footer inspection.
Footer inspection?
Correct.
Okay. So we have a oral amendment before us to amend ordinance 11-018 to add the language 30 days after footer inspection after 5 feet at any point in the second paragraph of section 1203005 section D. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Councilman Smiley?
Do you have a second? I have a question on the
amendment. Councilman Smiley?
I have a question on the amendment. Just for clarification. I used it all up in the last resolution. Is the purpose of this so that the pile could be there and be allowed time to settle before it's measured and then, you know,
what is for
a true 5 feet?
Yeah, what is for... The 30 days is so the stockpile won't be there for a longer period of time, so they would have to move it and then backfill and just keep taking away from the pile. And then it would be down to 5 foot and be a manageable position with a 3.1 slope. You understand that?
I understand what you're saying. I just don't understand it as the language you inserted, Dwight.
Okay,
that's where I'm missing. Perhaps you could tell me after, and I'm not trying to be difficult. I mean, I support what you're trying to do, but after what word does the 30 days after footer inspection go in?
Okay, it goes on the third line where it says 5 feet at any point.
Right.
You see that?
Right.
Okay, the 30 days after the footer inspection is approved will be inserted.
Councilman Weiner?
Yeah, just a point of information. I heard a different version that Councilman Reda just read, which makes a lot more sense to me than what I thought I heard the first time, and it may have been my hearing. But what I think I hear now is 30 days after the footer inspection is approved?
Correct.
That makes a whole lot more sense.
Yeah, the approval is the...
Okay, thanks.
All right, so let me, for clarity's sake, repeat that motion in its entirety. In ordinance 11-018, section amending section 1203005, section D, the second paragraph under exception, third line, the language 30 days after footer inspection is approved is to be inserted after no taller than 5 feet at any point.
Correct.
Thank you. So we have a motion, and do we have a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Roll. Let's call the roll on the oral amendment to ordinance 11-018. Oh, excuse me. I've been notified that we should really open the oral amendment up for comment from the public. Does any member of the public wish to comment on this oral amendment before we vote? Seeing none, I will close the floor to the public and call the roll. Ask the clerk to call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call avails 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Oral amendment to ordinance number 11-018 has been approved. Councilman Retta.
Okay, I'd like to have ordinance number 11-018 placed before council for consideration and adoption with the amendment.
Yes, amended.
Ordinance 11018 as amended by oral amendment number 1 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 12 for 8 inch regarding the stockpiling of soil during construction.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Retta.
We can go over it again. It's just about what we said the first time. It has to do with, basically what this is, it has to do with stockpiling of dirt on lots and left there. And if there's any questions on it, like if a contractor goes out of business or goes bankrupt and the pile's there, we have a bond bill that we can take the stockpile and be removed.
Thank you, Councilman Retta. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments?
And I believe, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
President, sorry. I believe Councilman Bell and Councilman Powers, they're co-sponsors on this, if they have anything to say.
Okay.
As stated by Councilman Retta, thank you very much.
Councilman Powers?
Ditto.
Councilman Street?
As I said in committee meeting, I'm going to support this, and I hope you can enforce it. And I hope the department is going to be in good faith and come back and do something with people stockpiling in their own yards after construction. And I'm gonna keep crying because I'm tired of getting tongue lashed about stuff being piled up in people's yards, and I can't do anything about it, and it's not even in my district.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other questions or comments from council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor up to the public. Any questions or comments from the public on this issue? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 11-018 as amended by oral amendment number 1.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call avails 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance number 11-018, as amended by oral amendment number One is approved. Moving to ordinance 11-019, Councilman Smiley?
Yes.
Councilman Smiley?
Mr. President, I would request that ordinance 11-019 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 11019 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 12, Drainage, regarding the illustration of adequate drainage conveyance for land disturbing activities.
Councilman Smiley?
Yes. As we, as a county government, have promoted infill in the county in order to try to preserve open spaces, as small developers have come into communities, subdivided lots, in some cases taken homes down in order to subdivide lots, we've begun to incur additional water problems on the neighbors, on the streets. This is an effort to help bring that under control in the future. There were some issues raised by the Committee of 100. I was informed tonight that they're not opposing this. I would ask if Mr. Culver would come forward and just speak briefly on it.
Mr. Culver, please come up and state your name and position for the record, please.
Good evening. Thank you, David Culver, General Manager, Department of Land Use. Basically, the ordinance, as Councilman Smalley said, was to basically address a situation that has been occurring, especially in some of our older communities where we have smaller lots and we don't have any stormwater management facilities in place, where homes would come in or additions onto units that would basically be adding additional stormwater runoff from that lot that was going onto the adjacent properties onto the streets, causing flooding situation and property damages. Basically, what this ordinance has done or will do is saying that anything over 480 square foot as a building addition or a new unit would have to show us where that water is going. The 480 square foot was chosen because that is consistent with what size addition we require a lines and grades plan. So along with the lines and grades plan, we would be asking the engineer to tell us where that water is going, and if there's no adequate conveyance system, how they're going to detain that water on site or to an area where there is acceptable drainage for that property.
Thank you very much, Mr. Culver. Councilman Weiner?
Thank you. General Manager Culver, would you explain how this would impact old code grandfathered lots that exist, as you know, in many of our older communities, particularly in Councilman Carty's district and mine, where these infill parcels are in the floodplain or the flood fringe, and they were grandfathered, and then they create downstream problems for the neighbors adjacent.
Well, floodplain is a little bit of a different issue. If a property is in a floodplain, it would have to go through a beneficial use, which would be a different process. But any lot that's not in the floodplain, that would be an infill lot, and there's a building going on that greater than 480 square feet, would have to demonstrate to us that there is adequate conveyance of that stormwater off that site, or they would have to retain it on that site. That may include something along the lines of a dry well on the property, or showing us that there is conveyance into the DelDOT system, or if there's a county system that they can also convey that water into. So they would have to do that analysis as part of that building permit. So that would affect a lot of areas that is in the older areas of Newcastle County, both in your district, Mr. Cartier's district, and also in Councilman Street and Smalley's district. This also affects, you know, larger lots. We've had, you know, several issues in Sedgley Farms, for example, where there's been further subdivision of lots where we required dry well systems to be put in because there was no way to get that water anywhere else off that site. So countywide, this will affect everyone, specifically in older subdivisions that never had stormwater management placed into them. This is going to guarantee us the ability to make sure that you're not flooding your neighbors out and you're not making a situation worse on your neighbors.
Just a comment, this has been a long-standing problem since I've served on council for 15 years, and you've heard the complaints from myself and other council members. I'm pleased to see these regulations coming online, and I look forward to voting in support.
So any other council member, Councilman Street?
I'm not sure I understood the answer to Councilman Warren's question. What happens to grandfathered and ones that have already existed and are creating a problem as we speak?
This regulation would only affect any new building permit coming in. So any lot, even if it's a grandfathered lot, as far as meeting the minimum site area, if they're pulling a building permit, which is a new application to the Department of Land Use, they would be subject to this regulation. So if you have a unit, that a vacant lot, in the middle of a neighborhood that is pulling a permit, we would then go back and examine the stormwater management on that lot. If you have a house that's already existing that's flooding your neighbor, that is still a civil matter. It's when they pull a building permit. That's greater than 480 square feet.
Councilman Street?
No, he's answered the question. I just didn't like the answer.
Kind of like being home, isn't it?
And again, as we discussed last week with stockpiling, we continue to look at the issue of people filling their properties and causing other adverse drainage issues, which is a property maintenance issue that we're dealing with, which would come forward in a separate ordinance.
Yeah. You're looking for multiple choice.
Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Dave, would it be feasibly possible for an applicant to say to go up and still meet the 480 square foot, and then you'd be trying to exercise some type of stormwater control when actually they're not covering any more impervious surface? Do you have that discretion?
Well, no, if they're going upwards, they're not doing the lines and grades. This is the 480 was chosen when they're doing.
Only when they're doing the lines and grades.
480.
Okay, I misunderstood. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Culver from Council? Seeing none, thank you very much, Mr. Culver. Any other questions or comments from Council? Councilman Street.
Well, this is a major problem in my area, and tomorrow morning, unfortunately, this is going to continue to be your problem. But I'm glad Councilman brought this forward. It helped things going forward, but, well, thank you for bringing it forward. It'll cut it off tonight anyway.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other comments from Council? Seeing none, open the floor to public comment. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 11-019.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes, the sooner the better.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call. Bills 12 yes, 1 absent.
Ordinance number 11-019 is approved. Ordinance 11-021 has been tabled at the sponsor's request. Moving on to ordinance number 11-023. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 11-023 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11-023, amend the annual operating budget to revise the communications and utilities line item within the Department of Special Services funding of the Powell Center Utilities.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins.
Thanks again, Mr. President. We had quite a bit of discussion on this particular agenda item this afternoon in the Finance Committee meeting. This essentially replaces the emergency ordinance that was adopted by Council back on the 8th. As it is with any emergency ordinance, the emergency ordinances will expire in 61 days. So this is the replacement to that particular ordinance regarding the payment to the Delmarva for the funding of the PAL utilities, I should say.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. As we discussed in our committee meeting, I had proposed two amendments. I will not propose the second amendment, as I indicated at the council meeting, but I will we'll still proceed with a proposal for amendment number one to ordinance 11-23, which I believe has been circulated to the council members. Yes. Sorry. All members have, just making sure all members have the corrected version, because the amendment has been amended. Okay, fantastic. I move that amendment number one to ordinance number 1123 be read in.
Second.
Amendment number one to ordinance 11023, amend the annual operating budget to revise the communications and utilities line item within the Department of Special Services funding of the Powell Center Utilities.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. This amendment is in no way intended to get in the way of the progress of the PAL or to interfere with the progress of negotiations with the PAL Center. This amendment, quite frankly, merely codifies the representations and discussions that we had at our Finance Committee meeting when the emergency amendment was proposed. I have revised the language to be consistent with the council at PAL after our discussions at the committee hearing, and we're seeking to, I am seeking to offer this amendment merely to include a provision, again, that we discussed at committee hearing, I believe has been agreed to by the council of PAL and was merely left out of the emergency ordinance as there was not time to include it. Councilman Hollins.
As I stated this afternoon, Mr. President, I am not willing to support amendments to the emergency ordinance. I believe that the ordinance that replaces the emergency ordinance should be mirrored. And I believe that when we did discuss the emergency ordinance on the 8th of February, there was ample opportunity then to present whatever amendments may have been necessary, as we discussed earlier. The fact of the matter is, on the 8th, you did bring forth an amendment that was discussed at length. This amendment was not brought forward at that time, and I don't believe this particular amendment is needed now. I don't think it adds anything to, as you suggested yourself. So, quite honestly, I don't see the need. I think that we've passed an ordinance without your support on February 8th, and I just don't see a need now to bring forth amendments for no real purpose here. I believe that what is happening with that emergency ordinance, the idea was to make certain that we kept the lights on, the power on in the power building, in the PAL, and the PAL buildings in order to maintain the programs that were there and then to give us time to move forward. It just seems to me that there are certain members of council who may want to continue to go backward. I see no benefit in that. I see no benefit to this council or to the people we serve to continue to make this such a contentious issue. It is a relatively simple matter before us, and it became very contentious on February 8th. It continues to be contentious for whatever reason, I'm not certain, but I just don't think it's necessary. You know, the ordinance mirrors the original ordinance. So to play around with it for whatever reason, I just don't quite get it. Who does that really benefit? What harm is it going to do to mirror the one that we accepted? Why is it necessary to have an amendment on the replacement ordinance of the emergency ordinance? To me, it's just a lot of unnecessary type of posturing here that I just quite frankly don't support. If council members support it, obviously I live with it. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of work has gone on, and there continues to be this tinkering with this particular issue that I just can't seem to get to the bottom of it, other than I think it's more than what meets the surface here. I noticed that we have done a number of very expensive types of ordinances allocating millions of dollars without this type of scrutiny. It gives the impression that somehow we're doing PAL some great big favor here. The fact of the matter is, as long as we have been in negotiation with PAL for well over 2 or 3 years now, in the recent negotiations, to try to find a path to move forward. Instead of moving forward with what we have already done, we continue to go back, or we want to go back now, to do something to the language where there's nothing wrong with the language. And I just don't see how that benefits anyone. If we were to move forward, is there going to be some harm? Is there going to be some loss? There is not. And I just don't support it just on the grounds that I think that the way we're treating PAL here with these two pieces of legislation, in my opinion, is unwarranted.
Thank you very much, Councilman Hollins. I think you asked a couple of questions. I'll just serve to briefly answer those. I'd also ask to make sure we refrain from characterizing motives about moving backward versus moving forward.
That's my personal opinion.
That's fine. We still need to refrain from characterizing another member's personal motives or intent under our rules. But that being said, I think we discussed in committee hearing very extensively, and I know other council members had extensive discussions on defining how this payment was going to be made. Since the time of that emergency ordinance, that language has been finalized. So if we're going to put through an ordinance which replaces the emergency ordinance, it would seem to be, to me, and you certainly are entitled to a different opinion, it would seem to me that it would be most protective of the public to include the language that the parties agreed on in that permanent ordinance replacing the emergency ordinance. And that's really the only intent here.
And I think, Mr. President, if I may respond.
Sure, Councilman Collins.
But whatever was intended, as you were saying, was not in the original ordinance that was adopted. So I see no need now to go back. And when I say go back, I don't mean necessarily that it's your motive. What I mean, in fact, we are going back. This is behind us. We have adopted an ordinance on February 8th that did what the intent of that ordinance done. This ordinance merely replaces that ordinance, so to add any language whatsoever is of no real consequence here, other than there's something that I'm not understanding. But the fact of the matter is that a replacement ordinance is a replacement ordinance. It does not need to have any additional language because the ordinance was adopted. The $100,000 has been appropriated to Delmarva. So the only thing this does is to add some extra language that could, in fact, complicate the understanding from the very beginning or put some understanding forward that was not included. So whatever reason that is, it needs to be in there now. It was not in the original ordinance.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. I guess we have a disagreement in opinion because, again, as was said, we in that committee meeting, we needed to define the treatment of this payment. We have done so since the time of the emergency ordinance. So it would, again, I'm offering this this amendment because since the time of the emergency ordinance, we have defined what acceptable language to both parties. And since we have done that, it would seem to make sense to include that in the ordinance. Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
First of all, I believe that if you put this amendment in as an ordinance, as a clarification, as a standalone ordinance, that I would support it. We just went through weeks and weeks of the public believing that we changed the title of a resolution over the years that it was being discussed through Planning Board and the Department and Council. If they believed that we changed the title and were angry at that, I can't imagine what the public reaction is going to be if we have a replacement ordinance and we are now changing the wording of that replacement ordinance.
Thank you, Councilwoman. I don't believe any wording is being changed, but we're adding clarifying language. So.
But we're adding language.
Thank you. Councilman Smiley?
Being my usual snide self, I doubt the public will be outraged because we won't run to the press and complain about it.
Councilwoman.
And distort it.
Councilwoman Diller.
Yeah, I'd like to follow up on Councilwoman Kilpatrick's question. And I guess I'd like to address this to council. When we have passed an emergency ordinance, is this even legal to change the language of it? I mean, because, you know, I have sympathy for the amendment, but I just have real questions. Aren't we supposed to be voting on what we voted on originally?
Councilor Doolin?
Yes, Council Member, under 1157 Title IX, there are separate parameters for the adoption of an emergency ordinance. It states that it expires of its own accord, therefore it no longer exists. A replacement ordinance may or may not be voted upon within 60 days before it expires. There is no requirement in 1157 that the language be exact.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
If the answer is we can amend this, basically, that was the question.
My answer is you are not amending an emergency ordinance.
I see. Okay.
Councilman Smiley.
I'm going to seek clarification from council to council, too, because if your comment is correct, if I'm understanding correctly, I may not, what I'm hearing is this ordinance actually is not necessary.
Council to Council Doolin?
Well, I'm not going to comment subjectively on whether an ordinance is necessary or not.
Well, you quoted the law and
once an activity or something of that effect has occurred, then in fact it has occurred and has transpired. That is correct. As to this particular one, successfully or not, I'm not going to opine upon that. But the purpose of, for instance, the purpose of an emergency ordinance is to immediately address, as you well know, in 1157, the health, safety, and welfare of the general public. Usually, particularly when that has to do with the expenditure of funds, those funds have to be reallocated permanently, and that is the rationale for coming up with a separate ordinance.
So it is needed.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah, it is needed in order to properly, although the funds have already been expended. Because if it's not legally needed, I withdraw this puppy and we move on.
Well, I don't have the original ordinance in front of me right now to answer that question.
Any other discussion of Amendment Number 1 to Ordinance Number 1123 from Council, Councilman Street?
You have it.
I have it. Did, did somebody in my councilmatic district do something to you? You mad at somebody in my councilmatic district? Because I don't understand. I can only make this analogy. At work, I consider my children at the center to be my children. And I tell them, if you go to school, you're representing the center, you're representing me. If you go to school and do something that's not good, you embarrass me. And when you embarrass me, I'm going to embarrass you back. In the instant situation, you're attacking my people. When you attack my people, you're attacking me. When you attack them, I'm going to attack you back. The only thing that y'all are doing now is playing to the press, to the detriment of that agency. Disparaging remarks about the financial operation, disparaging remarks about the financial situation by referencing innuendo, some form of impropriety. As a matter of fact, that word was used. You have to understand that when you make those kind of unfounded public comments, it decreases and diminishes significantly the fundraising ability of the Powell board and the staff, to the detriment of who? The people that I represent. But since all this was created politically, let's just play politics. Now, the harsh fact of the matter is, the former administration had the vision, had the wisdom to see that there needed to be something in this community that was traditionally, historically underserved. So politically, he advanced that, but in the political wisdom that administration had, said, well, we'll put one in Powell. We'll put a Powell in Garfield Park, but we'll also put one in Hocasson, because we got substantial amounts of money, we can afford it and all be fair, and then politically we'll make this happen. The fact of the matter is that Powell and Hocasson was built off the backs of my babies. But who you're targeting now are my babies in Garfield Park. That's the area that's underserved. I'm sick and tired of it, over $100,000 when we got $1 million to give away to have folks disconnect from the sewer. Now, I'm tired of playing games with y'all. Y'all want to play to the press? Let's play. A mean-spirited, disrespectful act, a mean-spirited, hateful presentation, or something that is brought forward in a mean, hateful manner, whether it's brought forward by hate groups, whether it's brought forward by segregationists of the 60s in the South, or if it's brought forward by the leaders in the new millennium, it's still mean-spirited hatefulness. Y'all say you're not mean-spirited and you're not hateful, but what you put on the table says something completely different. This is past. We need to move on. We have other business to attend to, but you're not going to keep on attacking my people and the services in my area without getting attacked back.
Thank you, Councilman Street. I think for the record, you will note that the sponsor of this amendment has said none of those things that you referenced. that people have said to the press. So, you know, to be clear for the record, the sponsor, myself, has said none of those things. Second of all, I think for the record, we should note that this original emergency ordinance and this replacement permanent ordinance do not have any effect on the Garfield Park PAL. The disconnection of power was threatened only as to the Hokesson Center. So there was no attempt or no hidden agenda, certainly, to attack the Garfield Park PAL. So let's make sure we have that out there as well, whether clarifying a statement of how an amount of money is going to be repaid as an attack on a facility that isn't affected by that ordinance. I'm not certain how that could be. But I'm not going to proceed further. I think we've talked about this enough, and I'm going to let other councilmen have a chance. Councilman Retta?
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, a couple things. One, you mentioned, I don't know if you said it right or I didn't hear you right, but you mentioned the PAL organization up in Hokesson. But I believe the ordinance itself directs the money to both organizations, the Garfield Garfield and the Hokesson, and that was for the electric to keep and to keep the things moving. The other thing is, I believe in the meeting was the director, I believe he's sitting here tonight, for the PAL organization stated that the money would go towards what the county has that is paid. So in other words, I believe it would come off their bill. And if I'm wrong, I mean, he's here, maybe he can say something on that.
Thank
and
you,
that's
Council.
Basically the money that you're saying here. So, I mean, I believe they worked that out.
As a matter of fact, the language is, thank you, Councilman Retta, the language in the amendment was changed to mirror the exact language of the attorney for PAL Center.
Right, so what I was getting at, I mean, if that's the agreement they have between them, you know, between the county and the PAL organization and the amount of money that we paid out for the both organizations, this doesn't do anything then. I mean, because they're going to do it anyway. That's the way I was looking at.
Thank you. Councilman Smiley?
I wasn't going to speak. I had hoped we had vetted this enough in the prior meeting that we could just vote it and move on, but I just want to, I was the one that initially sought the clarification in the committee meeting. I have to say, I think this council has done its due diligence. We've got clarification from the attorney on the recorded record. We've got clarification from the executive director of the PAL on the recorded record. The law department from Newcastle County has an email from them on the record clarifying this. Quite honestly, for me, I think this is overkill. I think we as a council had done our due diligence in establishing the record. I really don't see the need to amend something that we passed. And again, for me, it comes down to something to do with credibility, although mine has been attacked quite frequently lately, that you do an emergency ordinance. I think it behooves us to vote on the mirror ordinance when we come back. That's where it is for me.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hate to belabor this, but you know, we're having this discussion, and I think you, of all people in this council, know what my frustration is about this whole process from February 8th, when you brought forth your amendment. In the workshop, you had asked that someone contact Delmarva to see if they could be present on February 8th at the legislative session. I called Delmarva, so did the county attorney, only to find out for myself the next day that you had also called Delmarva. You asked me to contact them to come to this meeting. You did not have the courtesy to even say to me that you had also contacted Delmarva until Wednesday evening when we were talking about another issue. To me, I just felt that somehow you weren't being very honest with me. Secondly, when I contacted Delmarva again on Thursday to see, in fact, if you had contacted them, and you had, Delmarva says that your proposal was same as what you presented here, to pay half of the money then and half of the money next month. And you were told by the regional vice president, according to him, that Delmarva probably would not accept that proposal. Yet you came on the floor that night and argued very vigorously that we adopt your amendment, and I found that to be a little disingenuous after, in fact, you had spoken to representatives of Delmarva to move forward to this point.
Are we talking about the amendment here?
Yes, we are talking about my frustration with the process that's got us here. And some council members have mentioned that, and I said in the opening statement, I didn't want to prolong this, but from the very beginning, when this whole issue came forward, the comments that were made by Councilman Weiner that I mentioned upstairs this afternoon were completely uncalled for, when in fact he said that PAL does not have requisite managerial skills. He said that Delmarva would agree to an extension if they understood that we were going to take swift legal action against PAL. He went on to challenge the credibility of the county executive and a number of members of the county council, saying that we had some political, or PAL board had some political influence with us. He went further to say that the county attorney, he had no confidence in the county attorney because the county attorney had conflicted himself out because of the position that he holds. So I'm thinking that all of this dialogue, all this negativity around this issue, to me, is beyond anything that's reasonable in terms of what we're discussing. And to get here back tonight and to ask to offer another amendment, which you didn't vote on the first time around, like, what is the point here? I mean, it is very, very frustrating to see that the millions of dollars that this council grants to other organizations, which I mentioned upstairs this afternoon, didn't want to repeat today, and there's never been this kind of discussion about it, this kind of assault, attacks on members of council, of the administration of this county, as well as a board. We don't have unfettered access to organizations simply because Newcastle County may offer a grant to them. So this is going far beyond anything that's reasonable. I had hoped that after this afternoon's discussion, the second time around, that we would forget this and move forward, because it is behind us again to move forward with additional language. And I would agree with Councilwoman Kilpatrick, if you feel so strongly about that, please bring it forward in the form of another ordinance. I told you last week when we met that I would not be amenable to any amendments, but obviously you had an opportunity to bring it forth. It's your right to bring it forth. But to carry it this far as you're taking it, gives me the impression, I would have to agree with Councilman Street, there must be something personal about this. This is not a usual situation at all.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. The agreement was reached Friday, February 11th, on the treatment of the funds paid, which was after the February 9th emergency ordinance was voted on. As this is a replacement to the emergency ordinance, it is appropriate to contain the additional agreement, which was agreed to subsequently to the February 8th ordinance. So that's why I brought it forward. And I did not bring it forward at the time because the language and the agreement didn't exist on February 8th.
Then another ordinance would help you to achieve that, Mr. President.
Actually, it wouldn't, because there would be no rational basis to tie the treatment of the money. The giving of the money and the description of what the money is for would have to be in the same ordinance. We would then have a retroactive, it would be my opinion, that we'd have an ordinance that would retroactively define money that was given. Here, if we're doing it at the same time and embodying this in a permanent ordinance, we're defining what the money is, and that's my only intent here. Thank you, Council.
Call for the vote on the resolution.
Okay. We have a motion for amendment number one. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Amendment Number 1, Ordinance Number 11-023.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Retta?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
No.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm confused now, but I'm going to vote no.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
No.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 2 yes, 1 absent, 10 no.
Amendment number 1 to ordinance is 11-023 is defeated. Councilman Hollins, ordinance number 11-023 is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 11-03 minus any amendments be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11023, amending the annual operating budget to revise the communications utilities line within the Department of Special Services, funding of the Powell Center's utilities.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Hollins. I think we've... Do you want any additional discussion on this?
I have another word to say, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman. we do have Councilman Street.
I'll let Councilman Smiley go first.
Councilman Smiley.
That's the take. Just in case, call for the vote.
We have a motion for the vote. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 11-023.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
No.
Excuse me. Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
No.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 2 no, 1 absent.
Thank you much, very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance number 11-023 is passed. Moving on to ordinance number 11-025, Councilman Bell.
Thank you. I move that ordinance number 11-025 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11025, change the pole type from optional 12 aluminum pole to standard pole for streetlights for the village of Bayberry North Subdivision located in St. George's Center.
Thank you very much, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. As this was reviewed in committee this afternoon, and as stated, call for the vote.
Sorry.
Any other questions or comments from council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any questions or comments from the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on... Was there any comments from... I'm sorry, is there any question? Please call the roll on ordinance number 11-025.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance number 11-025 is approved. Moving on to item J on the agenda, time-sensitive congratulatory or honorary resolutions. Resolution 11-038, Councilman Weiner. I'm sorry. Councilman Weiner, resolution 11-038.
Yes, I ask that resolution 11-038 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11038, congratulating John J. Kluskin III for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout.
Thank you very much. Councilman Weiner.
Yes, as per title.
Okay, questions, comments from council? Seeing none, questions, comments from the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 11-038.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you much, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-03 is approved. Moving on to resolution 11-039. Councilman Weiner, back to you.
Yes, I ask that 11-039 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11039, congratulating Matthew James Coyle for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout.
Councilman Weiner.
As per title.
Questions, comments from council? Seeing none, questions, comments from the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 11-039.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-039 is approved. Resolution 11-040, Councilman Weiner.
Yes, I ask that 11-040 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11040, congratulating Grant Greer for receiving the BSA National Heroism Award.
Councilman Weiner.
As per title.
Thank you, Councilman. I'm just going to make a very brief remark. I think that this is a notable accomplishment and wouldn't want the late hour to get in the way of recognizing this significant achievement for this young man who is recognized for saving a life of a younger boy through procedures that he's learned in the Boy Scout program. So I wanted to make sure that we did honor his service and valor and commitment to others in receiving the Boy Scouts of America National Heroism Award on the record. Any further comments, questions from council? Seeing none, questions, comments from the public? Seeing none, close the floor of the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-040.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call bills 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-040 is approved. Resolution 11-041, Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask Madam Clerk to call to read the resolution by title and place before Council for consideration and hopeful adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-041, congratulating Dylan Keith Spencer on achieving the rank of Eagle Scout.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that Madam Clerk please hold this resolution for confirmation tomorrow. The last name may be Spence.
Ooh. Okay.
A point of information. Council to Council Doolin. Can we approve this and then a typographical error can be corrected later on after it's approved?
Yes.
Thank you. May I suggest to the sponsor that he proceed forward accordingly if you'd like to have Council's adoption?
Right.
That's
my intention. Yeah.
Any other questions or comments from council? Seeing none, any questions, comments from the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-041.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-041 is approved. Moving on to item K in the agenda. Introduction and consideration of emergency ordinances. I do not have any on my agenda. Any council member aware? Seeing none, moving to item L, public comment or other. If there is any public comment, we ask you to, I'm sorry, Councilman Street.
Under that item.
Now, I just want to be brief, and I'm saying this to the senior council, but I'm saying it in front of everybody for a reason. I don't know how, and I said this earlier, I don't know how you've done this for 20 years, but I'm convinced with what's transpired recently and over a period of time as being on council, you can't make people care about people. Either they care or they don't. And regardless of how eloquent or how passionate you are, you can't talk mean spirits out of people. So, you know, if that's the process you want to continue to follow, God bless you. But I'm not going down that road no more. Either they do or they don't. And when they don't, then I'm going to call them for what they are.
Thank you, Councilman.
Item L, public comment. We ask if the public has comment to limit your comments to 3 minutes. You'll receive a warning yellow light at 30 seconds. Does any member of the public wish to comment at this time?
Three, two, one. Motion to adjourn.
Seeing none. Do we have motion to adjourn? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Already? Good.